Today I'm reading from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 2, beginning in verse 7. Here's what it says. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory, which none of the rulers of this age knew. For had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. If only I had known has got to be one of the saddest expressions in the whole world. If only I had known how lonely my wife was, I would have spent more time at home. If only I had known I was especially prone to lung cancer, I would have stopped smoking years ago. If only I had known that Enron was going to collapse, I would have sold my shares years ago. That expression, if only I had known, is proof that for the most part, human beings are only guessing their way through life. And it only goes to show that a reliable guide is a very useful thing if you want to negotiate the best existence possible here on this planet. I mean, think of a man like Judas, who ran out and hung himself after he betrayed Jesus. Now, I'm not suggesting that Judas would have had a change of heart for sure, but what would have happened if he had only known that Jesus was going to rise from the dead? Had he only known the truth about the resurrection, I'm guessing things might have played out differently, because Peter denied Jesus and later found forgiveness. In the first letter to the Corinthians, Paul reveals something really interesting. He says that if the leaders of Israel had really known about God's plan for the salvation of the human race, if they had really been in step with God, they couldn't have brought themselves to crucify Jesus. Had they only known who he really was, had they only known why he really came, had they only known how much he loved them, the story might have turned out just a little different. Now, I'm not saying that Jesus still wouldn't have given his life for them, because the ancient sacrificial system made it crystal clear that the Lamb of God was coming to take away the sins of the world. But for a lot of people, those who cried for his blood outside of Pilate's hall, the story could have played out differently. And that brings us to you. Because every day, you're faced with important decisions, moral choices. And after you've made your choices today, you don't want to say something like, if I had only known. You don't want to come to the end of the day with things you regret and decisions you wish you could unmake. There's a peculiar passage in the book of Hebrews, chapter 6 and verse 6, that says that when we walk away from God, when we turn our backs on Him, in effect, we're crucifying Jesus all over again. Why? Because our actions make a statement. When we publicly live like we have not experienced the grace of God and accepted His forgiveness, it's like we're saying that Jesus deserved His death on the cross. After all, if we refuse to accept that He died for us, then in effect we're saying He wasn't for real. We're saying He was an imposter. And if we had been present with the crowd that day, we would have also consented to His death. But, of course, we don't have to live that way. Our lives can tell a different story, one that tells the world we know that God forgives sins and changes lives. That's why God has given us a reliable guide for life, this book, the Bible. In here we find the wisdom of God, the kind of information that allows us to say, if only I had known, a lot less often. And frankly, that's just a better way to live.